Thanks for coming on. Slight change then with the Foreign Office there in their recommendations. Is response warranted, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the summary before was excellent. I think this is going to be a very fluid situation. We're learning something pretty much every day, and there's still a lot we don't know. And I think that you're going to see initially, governments and organizations be quite conservative and really in an abundance of caution, focus on trying to educate people to the risks that we're aware of today and trying to be extra cautious about it. Mm. And as we've rightly said, I mean, the issue today is very much targeted to women who are pregnant or considering to be pregnant. As I think the person just said, most people don't have any symptoms. Only about 1 in 5 actually will get symptoms, and so for most, it's not a significant issue. I think there's, and again, being in the UK, one of the beautiful things about the weather there is that you're not going to have mosquito transmission, which is good. So you're only going to probably see imported cases of travelers.
Mm.
I think one other important area that came up on the UK government site was that there is a rare, and it has been demonstrated, but again, very rare, potential transmission through sexual contact. So there are some recommendations that, for people returning from Zika-affected countries, they may want to, abstain from sexual contact or use condoms for a period of time. If their spouse is considering becoming pregnant. And again, just over an abundance of caution to be very careful about that.
Yeah, better to be cautious. On the point of transmission, though, you say it's rare, but you also said there's a lot we don't know. Is that one of the problems with this virus, that we have seen it change, adapt, develop?
Well, exactly. It's a fluid situation. The information about microcephaly, which is this birth defect, is not officially confirmed. They're just seeing the escalated cases and making that association. So I think as we do the research and as we get all the data together, it'll become clearer. And there's a lot of, unknowns yet. How long is the incubation period? By the time you get the bite to develop the symptoms, right now it's 2 to 10 days, but it's not fully clarified. Mm-hmm. Once you get sick, how long does it take for the virus to exit your system and that you're not, you don't have risk of potentially passing on to others? So those are unanswered questions yet. So we're going to see a lot of hopefully these questions answered. And then, as President Obama said, ideally we want to create a vaccine, which is really, the end game here, but that might be a number of months away.
Can I just briefly ask you in what, 30 seconds, we've just had this text come in to say, what advice is there for immune-suppressed people or the elderly?
Well, I mean, it's like any of these diseases. If those persons become ill, there's the potential that they might have a less or more aggressive reaction to it. And I think that the UK government does state something on their site around seeking medical attention and speaking to your doctor before you go is still the best answer, because each person's health condition is unique and the impact of another viral illness could be significant. So really the advice is to speak to your family doctor before you go.
Okay. Thanks for your time tonight, Dr. Miles Druckmann.